Okay, so probably not many people in this room were born yet, but in 2001, there was a famous baseball player named Luis Gonzalez who actually made me go to sleep one night very, very sad. What happened was it was Game 7 of the World Series, and the Yankees were playing the Diamondbacks. And for all the adults who remember, the Yankees came back in the 8th inning, and they go to the 9th inning about to close it up. And unfortunately, their Hall of Fame closer, Mariano Rivera, couldn't do the job. And there was a great baseball player known as Luis Gonzalez. And Luis Gonzalez hit the game-winning single right up the middle. And I went to sleep in tears. In tears, I was so upset. And there's no really worse way to lose the championship in the last inning, when you think you're about to win, in the last game of the season. Well, Luis Gonzalez was actually in the news last week. I'm not sure if anyone saw this online. But Luis Gonzalez was driving on the highway, and he saw a car the car was on fire. There was a head-on collision with another car. What happened was Luis Gonzalez didn't wait for anything. He stopped his car in the middle of the highway, just imagine, in the middle of the highway, and he got out of his car. He saw there was a person still inside, and a car with fire, it's never a good thing. And he jumped into the car, and he saved this woman's life. He literally put his own life at risk because he saw there was someone else who was in need. So that kind of gave me a little bit of a little comfort for Luis Gonzalez hurting my feelings around 16 years ago. So at the end of the day, Luis Gonzalez was a person who understood that it wasn't just about himself. It was about looking and caring and looking out for someone else's needs. Happens to be, for Ashkenazim, when we make, or when you guys make, because I'm a little Sephardi, but I also make the two brachas. When you make the bracha on tefillin, how many brachas are there, boys, at my Ashkenazim? There's two brachas. But after we make the bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, we say something we say six words. We say Baruch Shem, Kivo Machusol Yolam Voed. Right? So all the famous rabbis ask the famous question: why are you saying Baruch Shem? So the famous answer is that in case the bracha was the levatal, in case you didn't have to really make the bracha, we want to be careful. So if it was a bracha levatal, we just say Baruch Shem. It's like when you remember you made a bracha already, you say Baruch Shem to try to counteract the bracha. But the Aruch HaShulchan, a famous rabbi, says an amazing idea, a much more powerful answer. He says when we say Baruch Shem after the bracha and the tefillin shel rosh, he says you're actually glorifying Hashem's name. It's not just, we're not just making bracha levatalos and just getting away from Baruch Shem. It can't be that it's the Jewish people's minhag, and we just say, just in case, Baruch Shem. No. When we say Baruch Shem, it's our goal for the day. Our goal for the day is that we're glorifying Hashem's name. Baruch Shem, Kivo Machusul Yolam Voed. Kadosh Baruch Hu, your name should be blessed throughout the world. It has nothing to do with the bracha of Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's like the kapan answer. But the deeper answer is we're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're looking forward to glorify His name throughout the world. Each one of us, over the next few months, wherever you're going, whether it be in camp, whether it be in Israel, whether it's just staying here in Boca Raton, we have so many great opportunities to glorify His name. To glorify His name in the airport, when you walk through security, and you don't wave through, and you're not doing crazy things, but you make sure to go over to the security guard and say, thank you so much for protecting us. I'm telling you right now, that's the ultimate way to glorify Hashem's name. When you go out of your way, and you're kind to people that you'll never see for the rest of your lives, and you do the right thing, and you're caring, or if there's someone in your bunk in camp, who unfortunately is not having the best summer, and you go out of your way to try to include them in whatever's going on in camp, that is the ultimate way to glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu's name throughout the world. That's the whole idea of Luis Gonzalez, and I mean, I'm not sure that's what he did in the baseball game, but that's what he did last week. He had every right just to continue on his highway and just finish. There was a car on fire, okay, someone else would pull over. No, he pulled over. He did the right thing. And that's the ultimate way to glorify Hashem's name, by doing the right thing, by caring, and always looking to be able to help other people. I can't say really many more words than from Zach, or I call him James, not because that's the name of your dog, but the name that he told me when he told me that your dog's name was James, I was so excited, and I actually started calling that him in class. But so I said, you know, your parents are going to think that I'm calling you by your, but it's nothing to do with the dog, I just like the name. So Zach, James. At the end of the day, you have these mitos of Luis Gonzalez. You have the care, the concern for others. And it's not something at your age that comes easy. It comes with hard work. But you have amazing role models to be able to learn from your parents, from your grandparents. But at the end of the day, it's something that any one of your teachers know, that Zach Stern is really the ultimate glorifying person in your grade. Through your care, whether it be on the court, on the football field, or in the classroom, or in the lounge, whatever it is, you're always looking out for others. You're always searching to be able to do the right thing. So at the end of the day, you should continue in this way, especially now, and hopefully in a month and a half, we'll celebrate in camp. Also, Be'ez Hashem, continue to follow the footsteps of your parents. Continue to follow the footsteps of your grandparents. And Be'ez Hashem, we should only see nachas and much bracha from you. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Mazel tov.